Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What do you think Antetokounmpo had to get healthy?
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable, right? The fact that he's playing. I mean, last time we potted, didn't he get the injury, right? Last time we were doing this?
You know, I don't know if that happened.
I think it happened after we potted.
I think it was after.
Oh, I thought it happened like while we were like actually doing it, but yeah.
No, I think we were bugging out.
Well, yeah.
It's crazy because I watched the whole first half. The second play of the game, he tried to cram it on somebody's head, and just now he had a block that was similar to LeBron James' block against the Warriors in that finals.
Yeah,
he just pinned it up against the backboard. Dude is unreal.
Yeah,
yeah. He looks like himself.
He's fine.
Yeah, he'll be good. And you know what? Let's start there. I mean, the injuries have like completely, I wouldn't say ruined the playoffs. I mean, we've had some bright spots, but just think about what this finals would look like or what the whole playoff picture would look like if we had, you know, no injuries or minor injuries. I mean, what do you guys think it is? Obviously, it's the shortened off season. That has a lot to do with it. You can't say it's load management. I mean, the load management god, Kawhi, you know, he obviously doesn't work for him. So, I mean, what do you guys think it is?
It's a combination of things. It's bad luck. Definitely, from last year, I think there was definitely a carryover from last year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but then again, like, what guys got hurt that weren't known to get hurt? I mean, you had AD, who's the glass man. He's always hurt. Kawhi has been hurt a decent amount of time in his career, right?
Yeah.
Who else?
Kyrie Irving's always hurt.
Harden and Irving are always, like, tweaked up a little bit.
Well, no, actually, James Harden is pretty good. Like, he's choked in the playoffs, but he's always been healthy. I believe, definitely. He wanted to screw the Rockets, so he didn't work out. He came in fat for the first time ever. Remember, it looked like he was wearing a bodysuit?
Yeah. So maybe I have, like, recency bias with that. I feel like last year or the year before, maybe he was hurt the hamstring too. But, you're right. But Kyrie, he's always been not too reliable with injuries.
Yeah. But it's just been brutal. I mean, and if Giannis was out this series, I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't watch it, but, like, I mean, it would be pretty unwatchable because I gotta think the Suns in four has, you know, become like the new thing. But now I think we're gonna have a good series. I mean, this is the first finals in how long with no LeBron, no Steph, no Kobe, none of the, you know, we finally have brand new first time Chris Paul. He's 36 and he's finally getting to the finals.
Kawhi, he was Toronto and San Antonio.
Right. So, you know,
it's a tough watch. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I just said I was talking to Adam Marecchio earlier, who's in he's actually in Nashville, Tennessee. So shouts to him over there.
Oh wow, having a party.
Yeah, he's having a party. But
playing his banjo.
I feel like I'm watching an exhibition game, like being played in London. It's who would have thought? And I don't know, the players that I'm watching, I get it. Chris Paul, I mean, he's an older Chris Paul. And Devin Booker is still, like, you know, he's new. He's a star now, but this is all new. And, yeah, you have Giannis, but listen, they were one overtime away from, I think, firing that coach, and now this guy might get a championship. On the Bucks,
yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Speaking of Adam, if the Nets were healthy, you know, I mean, they're there. If the Clippers are healthy, this is probably Nets Clippers. If we don't have all these injuries,
I would have said Nets Lakers.
Or Nets Lakers.
Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Harden, Durant, and Kyrie all in one NBA Finals. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. And you know, it's a shame, you know, because you get the casuals who probably would have watched, and they're probably not watching now. I mean, Giannis is a megastar, world renowned. Chris Paul, I think he's pretty big. He's not, you know, I don't know as far as, you know. I know, like, Ryan Russillo, like, he's a huge Chris Paul fan, but I don't know how many kids are Chris. I don't know. Chris Paul actually is probably bigger than we think, right? He, you know, Cliff Paul, you know, he's got the State Farm thing going on. So maybe he is bigger than we think, but. Yeah, it's just and Devin Booker's
new. I feel like he's always been kind of like a black sheep to a lot of fans.
Yeah,
maybe because his flopping.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people don't like him. Never gave him the respect, you know, that he probably does deserve. He does deserve it, but I don't know. I was just never a huge fan of him personally because the way he plays the game sometimes.
Right, and I mean he's been close before, right? I mean. He was on those Lob City teams and the Rockets, that Rockets team with Harden. I mean, they went game seven and then went what? They had that like how many threes did they miss? It was like they set a record for like most missed threes or some shit like that. Some crazy shit.
Yeah,
it was brutal against the Warriors. So he's been close before. But yeah, I mean, Booker, Ayton, you know, they're still young, kind of like unknowns. I mean, to like diehards like us, we obviously know and recognize them, but, and then, you know, on the Bucks, you got Middleton and Holiday. I mean, these aren't like big names and the NBA is about big names. So yeah, I mean, I gotta think viewership's going to be way down for these finals. Plus it's like, you know, it's Milwaukee, it's Phoenix. Actually, Phoenix, I didn't even realize this, is like a top five metro market. I don't know how true that is, but it actually
what,
is.
For population?
Yeah, I think for like population, I think the Phoenix metropolitan area is huge. It's pretty big. Yeah. And but Milwaukee, obviously very small, you know, small market.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's probably not going to do well in that sense. All we can hope for is, you know, maybe like a seven game series, some exciting basketball. But yeah, just happy.
I think it's going to go like six at minimum.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at seven.
Yeah.
But do you think the Suns are even playing if AD and Kawhi were healthy or no?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. I really don't. I think
like maybe the Lakers. Yeah, actually no. If AD's fully healthy, yeah, they probably don't even get by them.
Right. Ayton's not known for his defense. I don't know who stops AD if he's healthy. He was unbelievable in the last year. So I don't know who stops him. And then yeah, the Clippers fully healthy. You kidding me? They took the Suns what, six games? So. Yeah. You know, and they choked on that one game in the Valley-Oop game. So, yeah. Speaking of which, Paul, you mentioned it earlier, and I think the three of us have talked about this before. I also can't stand the jerseys, the fact that they don't wear the white jerseys at home anymore. And
I know.
Like, what happened to that? Like, that's like in every sport. Like, growing up, like that was the norm.
I think hockey kind of started it, right?
Right.
And then, I mean, like wearing the dark at home.
I think that was, yeah. You know what? Juice is probably right. I think that was NFL who kind of did that first.
I think that was NFL was unique to that.
Well,
right?
I think the NFL was always dark at home.
That's what Juice is saying.
Except for the Cowboys, they wore the white at home.
Right. But yeah, I hate it in the NBA here that they do that.
But I remember like the Rangers, like when they were like, in the Stanley Cup, like they always wore the white, didn't they? And then it turned into like I know their nickname is the Blue Shirts, but I feel like they always wore the white at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just, as far as the NBA, they always did it. I feel like the white at home. And
anyway, yeah, they should just keep it the white. I mean, with, like the Knicks, did they wear the white at home this year for the against Atlanta? Once?
I
think once.
Yeah, maybe.
They wore it once, and then they wore, they actually switched, I think, almost every game.
Yeah, it was annoying. Like, I remember when, you know, we were growing up in the 90s watching them play, they always wore the whites, and they all had, like, the high, the black sneakers, and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
Phoenix should have wore the white jerseys from 1993. The Charles Barkley.
Like the Barkley uniforms. Kenny, yeah. Kevin Johnson, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about these Valley uniforms. I know, like, the general consensus around the league is people love them, at least on Twitter. I don't know how you guys feel about them.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
They're kind of plain to me. They're just black.
I don't know. I think it's almost, I don't know. I'm just not feeling them, but they wear them awful lot. And the Knicks, they kind of had the problem with that too, with the City Edition jerseys. They were wearing those a lot, and, you know, they grew on me a little bit, but wasn't really that crazy about them. And it's just weird, you know, watching the Suns home game, and, you know, the Bucks are wearing their white jerseys, and it's like confusing, and I don't know.
It's strange also because, you know, the NBA Finals, you're always looking at the court, right? The court stands out to me, and it just says in black the Valley. Where, I don't know, it should have a huge ass Phoenix Suns logo right there. I don't know, it's kind of dull to me.
Yeah, not feeling it. But yeah, you know, I guess this is the new normal now with the uniforms. You just wear what the fuck you want. The Knicks, my favorite, and this is just my opinion, my favorite jersey of theirs is just their blue away jerseys, or what's supposed to be their away jerseys. I just love that look. They didn't wear it once in the playoffs in the five games. They wore they wore like the Jordan ones, whatever they call those. The Swingman, not the Swingman. What's the name? I don't know.
It was like the Statement, the City
Statement,
Edition.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
The
NBA is just getting greedy, right? There's too many jerseys. They come out with a new jersey every year.
Yeah.
Just so they could sell more, and it works. Like I have a City Edition jersey, but it's just, I don't know. It's some of the jerseys are just classic. You don't mess with the Green Bay Packers. You don't mess with the Cowboys or the Niners too much. You know, those are just like they're iconic jerseys. I don't know. The NBA should do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hate when the Lakers wear white.
Yeah.
Like the Lakers should always be purple and gold. Right?
I agree.
And the Celtics, even the Celtics. The Celtics now, they wear black some games. Like the Celtics should always just be white and green. That's it.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
We sound very old.
Yeah. Maybe I'm like, get off my lawn. Very old.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I feel like, you know, people our generation will agree, but. You know, it's a silly thing, but, you know, at the same time, I don't know. I like it.
I have a question. What do you think about, what do you think about Ayton?
About what?
About what?
DeAndre Ayton?
Oh.
Ayton? I always say his name wrong.
Ayton? Yeah, I never know. I mean, he's impressed me.
Call him.
He's
a lot better.
When I watched him at Arizona, he looked awesome. He had flashes of. He had a little mid-range jumper. He had flashes of a little Patrick Ewing in him now. But, I mean, I still wouldn't have taken him over Luka, but he's impressive now. I think he probably still needs to add more weight on him, though. He's still a skinny frame.
Yeah. But he looks, like, a lot more fluid. He's not thinking as much. He's just, you know, he's so much more athletic than 99% of the bigs that he's utilizing that now.
Yeah.
Their core is going to be really, really good with him and Booker. And Bridges and whatever they put around that, like, they're going to be there for a long time.
I think so. And Monty Williams is a great coach. And a lot of a lot of his development supposedly came from Chris Paul. Chris Paul just kind of, like, you know, being the punk that, not punk, but like just being the hard ass that he is, and just like, you know, getting on him. And Chris Paul, it remains to be seen what his future holds. I mean, we saw the rumors this past week of, you know, the Knicks have interest, or, you know, sources say, and all that crap. And Leon Rose was his, I guess, former agent, right?
Yeah. Which was weird. Remember the headline for that was that the agents are worried about that. What the hell do the agents care?
I didn't understand what that meant.
Is that because like they're nervous that a player is going to opt out of a player option with that much money, and that could set like a bad precedent? Is that what they meant?
I feel like it's either that.
Why else would the agents care about a 40-year-old point guard going to the Knicks?
I don't know.
And he makes big bucks too.
Yeah. Yeah. With that being said, I mean, would I take him on the Knicks? Sure. You know, I don't know what the money.
How many? How many years?
Yeah, that's the thing. He is. You know, pretty injury prone. It's funny, for a guy who's very injury prone, he was pretty. I think he might have missed like one game. Didn't he have like a shoulder thing? You know, this playoffs, and then the COVID stuff, but I wouldn't count that. But he was actually fairly healthy these playoffs in this season. So I'm just nervous signing him. You know, he's going to be 37. You know, how do we, you know, I don't know. It's risky. I probably wouldn't go that route, but if they did, you know, maybe like the 1-1 deal that, you know, a lot of star players are doing these days, that might work. Or players in general. Didn't the Knicks just sign all their free agents signings this past offseason were like 1-1s, right?
Or something just 1-1. Like yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Another, you know, thing we got to talk about is the big debate that was going on Twitter last week, which was trading RJ and few other people plus picks for Dame or Beal or one of these big guys.
Yeah.
Now, we were all kind of saying, hell no, we're not parting ways with RJ, but how are we feeling today?
I go back and forth on this so much.
Yeah, same.
I mean, Dame is Dame. Him in the garden with like Randall.
Yeah.
And then whoever's around him would be a really good team, and we would be so hyped to have both of them. But then again, is that a title contending team? And then how many years do you have that for? I mean, Lillard, I didn't really, he's 31.
Yeah.
Like you said, he is a guy that his game will age well. You know, he doesn't rely on his athleticism.
Right.
So he could probably, you know, but he's not like a, you know, mid 20 to, you know, late 20 guy. So I don't know. I go back and forth. It's tough, man. I don't know. Do we see Barrett? It really comes down to, is Barrett going to take that next level? Is he going to become a guy who can create his own shot and get a, you know, dependable? You saw what happened in the Landis series. He couldn't create his own shot and shoot from the perimeter. They took that away.
Yeah.
You know, he can spot up when he's open and he can get to the rim. But in the playoffs, you're not getting to the rim like that as you do in the regular season. You have to be able to hit shots on the perimeter, like contested shots. And he's not that right now. Absolutely. And I don't know if he ever will be.
Yeah. Juice?
I'm not in favor of it. Because, right. I mean, the only way you could sway me to grab a Dame Lillard, and really what you're saying is you're gutting the team of all the young assets just to get Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
The only way you could sell me on that is if you tell me, okay, we're getting Dame, but also that's going to attract another star or another two stars. So we kind of build a
right
what the Nets have almost.
Yeah.
You know, we have the most cap in the NBA. We have tons of picks. We have the first time ever, we have flexibility, right? And you have these young guys who, like, you know, I do think very highly of RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly. Mitchell, I'm not sure. He might be a dime a dozen. But why can't we just establish our own star, or create our own star if we draft well and do it right like the other teams have done? We've missed on so many lottery picks. But now it looks like we have a leadership that maybe hopefully they won't miss. I don't know.
Right.
I'd rather do it this way than trying to get a Dame Lillard. I don't know. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I I'm back and forth on it. I'd say I probably lean more towards not doing that sort of deal. We got the cap space, you know, go out and see how creative you can get in free agency and what other trades are out there. I love Dame Lillard. He's one of my favorite players, but 31 years old, you know, maybe if he was like 26, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's do it. But I don't know. It's just, that's tough.
The other thing is we always forget, right? And I do this too all the time. That these players are so young. It takes them years for them to even like grow up and become young men and kind of establish their build and what they're good at.
Right.
RJ Barrett, we're talking about, this is year two. I already think he made a huge leap from year one.
Yeah.
You know, so why can't RJ Barrett continue to improve and be like a Jimmy Butler light? I'm not saying not even as good as Jimmy Butler, but Jimmy Butler light, right? Like something like that. And that's a piece that you'd probably want on your team if you're going to compete for you know, for the finals or whatnot. So,
yeah, I want a homegrown player, and he's not even drinking age yet. I don't think he's turned 21 yet, so he's still a baby. He improved his shooting immensely. You know, he shot over 40% from three this year. We never saw that coming. Paul, you make a great point about, you know, he couldn't create a shot well at all in the playoffs. Nah. But you know what? I mean, maybe that's – see, I always thought –
well, that's what it's going to come down to. Like, can he do that?
Well, something I've argued before, and I don't know why they never do this, is why don't they let RJ bring the ball up? How much did he bring the – wasn't he practically the point guard – at Duke that one year?
Yeah, I would like to see that. Yeah,
like what the fuck? Like Steve Nash, Nets coach, who is RJ's godfather, is that the relationship?
Yeah.
He harps about how big of a playmaker RJ Barrett is. Oh, okay, then let's go. Like fucking, like let's try him at point, or not even point guard, just, you know, point forward, whatever. Yeah. And maybe that's what you know,
He's good in the pick and roll too, so that's good for him.
Yeah.
You could do that a little bit this year, but really, Tone, what it comes down to it, we need a point guard. We haven't had a point guard.
No. I agree.
20 years.
No, I agree. We definitely need a point guard, and we talked about it, I think, on the last pod. You know, we like Lonzo, so I still think that might be the play. And we keep seeing this mutual interest. When's free agency start? I'm so confused by like all the timelines with everything. You know,
The draft is
end of this month.
Okay.
Yeah, July 29th, I want to say.
So August.
Free agency is August 2nd.
Okay, sweet. So we get some, because usually it'd be going on right now. We'd be like all in the thick of it. It's always like first week in July or some shit like that. So.
So it's July 29th draft, and then the free agency is August 2nd, so it's like right after each other.
All right, cool. So yeah, we'll be looking forward to that. This is a big offseason for the Knicks, obviously, because of you know, they're actually like a team now that people want to go to. So
and they got some interesting picks. They got 19, 21, and 32. I don't think they're gonna keep all three of them. But you know, they got some ammo to do something.
Yeah.
They're going to do something. They have to do something. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're going to have a very interesting offseason.
Absolutely. Before we go away from NBA, predictions for these finals. I know we kind of harped on a little bit. We both think like 6-7 games, but let's go around the room here. Paul, you go.
Wow, it's tough. Bucks in 7. I don't like to pick the away team in 7, but I think the Bucks are going to do it. And I'm rooting for them.
Okay.
Since they took out Brooklyn, I'm a little partial to them this year.
Okay. Juice.
Suns in 7, but I wouldn't bet on it. Meaning I do, if Giannis is healthy, their team is better.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say Bucks in seven. I think the fact that Giannis, he's a dog. You know what I mean? Like he seems like the type of guy, he'll play through injuries. He'll do whatever it takes to win. And I think the fact that he's went out there and he's playing, and I haven't looked at the box score. Is he having a good game? I saw him have a few good plays, but he looks good. And yeah, I think you know, they got lucky in the Nets being down some people, and even Trae Young being hurt and whatnot. But I think this is their year. I think they pull it off. And yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, the Suns are really good, but it'll be interesting what Chris Paul does this offseason. Regardless of what they do in the finals here. So I'm gonna say Bucks in seven. But
let's just hopefully get a game seven. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for the sake, like we said, because it's not like, you know, the big stars that we're used to seeing, that we get an entertaining series. Want to jump into some other things. Well first, how did the match go? I didn't watch any of it. I was busy with some stuff, but like,
it's still going.
It's still going? What the fuck?
Yeah, it ends at like 11 o'clock.
What? Right now, what? Who?
The match.
It's
the what?
It's Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, and, like, Aaron Rodgers.
It's on right now.
They're on TV. Jerry, I'm not. Why? I thought this was a fake thing. I thought this was like a joke.
No, it's a big thing. And actually, so it started at 5:30. It's gonna go to 11 o'clock. They got a lot of charities. A lot of people are there. They have like Larry Fitzgerald commentating. They have Charles Barkley there. I think all these guys are just hanging out in Montana. It's at this really ridiculously private and expensive course up in Big Sky, Montana.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you sent that to me with the whole thing, but I thought it was like a Tom Brady, like he was making his own golf club for the future.
It's really interesting because they will joke around and they're talking trash, but they're also asking a little bit like real questions in the middle of it, like kind of interviewing them like while they're in the golf cart. So they all were like Aaron Rodgers is dry. They're all mic'd up. You can listen to everything.
What channel is it on?
It's on TBS. And they were asking him like, are we going to see you against the Bears, like Packers Bears? Are you going to be wearing your number 12 playing for them? And he was dead serious. He was like, oh, well, I don't know. I do not know. God. And they were like, okay, how about September 12th, will you be there on this day? And he's like, what's that date? And they're like, that's opening day. You got the Green Bay Packers open against the New Orleans Saints. And he's like, I don't know. He's like very serious and not, you can see it. It's all on like Adam Schefter's like posting everything. It doesn't sound good at all. Like I think he doesn't want to be there at all in Green Bay.
Well, what we do know is him and Tom definitely probably had a private powwow about it. And I got to think if Rodgers said anything like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking of retiring and leaving. You know, Brady was like, you know, probably like, stop being a bitch. Like, you're one of the all-time greats. You need to fucking go out there, win another Super Bowl, do something. You're wasting talent here. You know, I got to think that's probably something that might have went down. Maybe not. But
I don't believe that Aaron Rodgers wants to retire. I think he's really pissed off at the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
like the way they handled like the last couple of years. I mean, he's never, and he has one touchdown to a first round wide receiver or first round pick. I think the one touchdown wasn't even to a wide receiver.
Nice putt, Aaron. Just won the match.
They did win. Now they're hugging. Oh, I hate this team so much.
Wow, that's an upset. No,
no, no. They were the favorites.
Oh, I thought Brady and
Let's
Lefty.
Go.
Brady's probably better than Aaron Rodgers, but DeChambeau is
much better than Phil Mickelson now.
That was a good putt by Aaron. That was good.
Yeah, I mean they're not bad by any means. Like they're good. They wouldn't put them out there.
Did you really?
This course looks amazing.
Yeah, it's the mountains and trees. There's bears over there. There's elk. There's all this crazy stuff.
Montana
is like a billionaire's playground now, or billionaire, whatever.
These guys talk so much trash. Brady, every chance he gets, he's reminding him that he has 7 rings and Rodgers has 1. They had Gronk call in. And he was like, oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. He looks lazier than me when I retired. He was saying, they're just talking so much drunk. They had Obama. Obama called in. Like, they have all these people calling. It's amazing.
Okay. What about Souffle? Did he call?
No, he got married. He got married last week. Surprise.
Oh, that's right. He sent the picture. Yeah.
Yeah, congrats to Souffle.
Yeah. Big day for the little souffles.
But listen, we're gonna get football in about 3 weeks. They go in, right?
Yeah.
Training camp. 3 weeks, not far away. We're gonna have some football. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, not too. Yeah, August. Yeah, August. We're gonna have football and free agency, NBA free agency, and you know there'll actually be some stuff going on. Real quick, wanted to just get into 2 more things. We were talking about the Euro Cup earlier. Have either of you been watching that or no?
Like sporadically. I watched a lot of it today.
Yeah, that was a fun
Italy.
Game. Yeah,
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, the Azzurri prevailed. Spain like dominated that game. Not dominated, but like yeah, I thought they controlled most of it, and they just couldn't.
They looked better. Yeah, they looked better.
They looked better. But Italy's been one of those, you know. And you know, it's not like, you know, they're the huge underdog. Shouts to Plez, Harry, who told me from the beginning that Italy's.
I texted him.
Yeah,
he was all.
He's pumped. Yeah, but he told me before the Euro Cup, Italy, watch out for Italy. They're going to be the team, and yeah, they're going to the final against. We'll see England versus Denmark tomorrow. So England Italy would be a nice one.
Oh, matey, for sure.
Oh, when, Harry when Kane.
And Harry.
Yeah. So
when would that game be?
That's Saturday, I think.
Saturday, like probably afternoon.
Yeah, probably Saturday afternoon Euro Cup. So, yeah.
Oh, bloody.
Yeah. Pretty. It's been fun. And then the other thing I just wanted to like get into was this whole crazy thing with Sha'Carri Richardson. Is that her name? Sha'Carri. The track and field girl.
Yeah, no, the track runner. So what? She tested positive for weed in Oregon. That's the thing.
Right, where it's legal. But again, you know, Olympic rules. You can't be taking that. Not like it's like, you know, I wouldn't call it doping. It's not like enhancing her performance. She had her mother passed, and she was trying to deal with it, and that was the way she coped with it. Is smoking marijuana, and she's like the fastest woman in the world, and you know, now
I mean,
she can't
compete. Can they just stop with the whole? I mean, you're taking away. You know, this amazing athlete who's about to be an Olympic, probably gold medalist. And then she smoked a little, like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I can't believe we're still on this shit. We're still here when it comes to marijuana, but I guess.
What is that? It's the international, right. It's like the IO.
Right.
Like, what do they call it? The IOC or something, whatever. International, whatever.
Something
like
that.
So they're the ones making the rules. I mean, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, I guess because there's countries, you know, there's other countries around the world who kind of look at weed the way they look, the way like the South like still looks at weed, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, my God.
It's the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, the devil's lettuce. Like, meanwhile, they're like drinking fucking pure alcohol, fucking moonshine. That's okay.
Yeah.
And you can have guns. That's okay. You know, it's just like, you know, shit is ass backwards. But yeah, I mean, I think my main question is, do we care about the Olympics? Do you guys care about the Olympics?
I mean, I'll watch it if it's on, I'm sure, but right now I have no interest in it. I don't even know when it starts.
It's going to be, yeah, I think that's also this August. I think we actually, the Tokyo Olympics We're actually, and what's cool about some Prolympics, I'm not going to lie, is like it's always on. Like there's always something. You could just like, if you're like, something on TV. Oh, the Olympics are on. Boom, I'll just put that on. It's like on like literally 24/7 for like 2 weeks, I think. But I'm trying to think like what I even like care about. It's like Michael Phelps going to be in it. Like, you know, do I even care about swimming?
Basketball.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. Good point. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, am I into the basketball games? Like, I'll check it out. I'll watch Luka play maybe, but I don't really care. I do enjoy watching the swimming.
Right. But Phelps, he's done, right? And he's another one, man. He was hitting bongs and shit. I mean, I know he got like fined or some sort of suspension, but
I like the diving.
The diving. No, okay. Some of it's entertaining. I'm not gonna lie, but I don't know.
Suns are looking good.
I'll watch some of it, but what's the score?
81-65.
Okay.
Third quarter, 3 minutes to go.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, Suns probably will hang on to this one, but. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going seven, and we'll wait and see, and you know, maybe in 2 weeks,
sure.
2 weeks we'll recap the whole thing. Anything else? Nice short and sweet pod this week. Anything else? Anything we can get to?
I think that's all. I think we need. I think next week we'll have a lot to talk about more with the NBA and what else? Football. Hopefully, some news.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back probably in a couple
and Juice,
weeks.
Juice can talk to us about Savannah, or Hilton. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
About who?
Hilton Head.
Oh, Savannah, yes, yes. Hilton Head. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. All right,
Take
fellas.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Take care.